This is John Costa, the editor of Citizen's Eye, and I'm here at The Curve on the mezzanine floor for the Big Lottery Fund Inform, Inspire and Celebrate event. And I've been joined by Neil Montgomery. How are you, Neil?
Not so bad. Good. Radiant.
Radiant.
So have you been attending one of the workshops?
Yep, a couple of them. The media one I thought was very interesting as far as sort of getting press releases out there and finding doing a pitch and finding who your audience would be for, you know, the product or service that you've got.
Yeah. Right, now you're from the Norfolk Village Hall and Norfolk Parish Council as well, so tell us a little bit about both of those.
Well, the Village Hall is a sort of 19, it's like a 1500 building, so it's a really old stone building that was attached to the church, and it's the only public building within the parish. There are no pubs, sadly, no post office, nothing like that, and basically we're looking to maximise the use of the building through opening a rural cinema. And the parish council, they meet there because obviously it's the only building within the parish. And between the parish council and the village hall, we're just looking at maximising the use of that that building.
Okay. Now, what sort of specific involvement have you had, say, from the big lottery and the reason why you're here today?
Well, we've done a lot of research to justify the need, door-to-door surveys, using surveys online with the likes of SurveyMonkey. And when we had all that information together, we approached Awards for All, Big Lottery, and we needed £3,086, very specific amount, for some cabling, some lighting, the projector screen, the projector itself, and that kind of thing, which we've received. We've got some new banqueting chairs and tables and that kind of thing. So we're sort of ready to rock and roll now and get it all up and running and launch it.
And you were saying as well that if you ran something, say, on the village green or, you know, on the park there, that, you know, the hall actually provides you with the toilet facilities and stuff like that. And if you've got none of these buildings, and this must affect people around you as well. Do people come from surrounding areas?
Yeah, being a rural area, if there's anything happening, if there's a village fete or if you've got like something happening during the summer, because we've got an excellent park, we do get a lot of people from other surrounding villages, Scotter, Scotton, Blyton and that kind of thing. They obviously need the facilities, the kitchen facilities to make drinks and that kind of thing. A contingency in case it rains, and obviously the toilet facilities. So if we didn't have this public building, the only one in the parish, then we wouldn't be able to have those events. So it would be a bit of a shame.
And how passionate do you think local people are when you were doing the survey about really engaging in it and really making sure that they kept it? Because literally from what you're saying is if this building went, the chances are to ever actually get these buildings back, it's even more difficult to get them back, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the older people whose families have sort of left and gone, you know, other parts of the planet, they could see the opportunity there to mix with sort of younger people and transfer some skills, be it gardening, those kind of skills. And the younger people, they saw it as an opportunity for somewhere outside their bedroom to go and meet other people in a safe environment. Yeah, I think it's been, you know, there's definitely been a need, and it's. I thought it would all be kind of just young people wanting to get out of the house, but I've been surprised that older people as well. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, Neil, thanks very much for talking to us,
and
all the best.
Cheers. Thanks.